celebrity conversions that just don't line up with Scripture. Dr. D. James Kennedy stated, "The vast majority of people who are members of churches in America today are not Christians. I say that without the slightest fear of contradiction. I base it on the empirical evidence of 24 years of examining thousands of people. In the early 2000s, I was the drummer in the band called Junkyard Prophet, voted second best unsigned band in the country, behind that of a band called POD, who in fact became MTV's darling. And according to Reverb Nation, we were in fact the number one Christian band in the country. Friends, we've worked with Geffen Records, Warner Brothers, being endorsed by major musical instrumental companies on a global basis. And after touring the nation, as well as playing with the biggest names in the Christian scene, Bride, Guardian, Disciple, Nouveau, so on and so forth, and also playing with the big boys in the secular scene, Drowning Pool, Creed, Sick Puppies, etc., I'm simply bringing my experience to you concerning the topic in which I will highlight firsthand. Now, before I get started, I'd like to say to those who want to twist Scripture in an attempt to protect the gods that they have in fact created in their minds, such as their favorite musicians, actors, so on and so forth, by suggesting that I am not to judge, I would remind you that I am using the judge's word to make judgments. I am judging with righteous judgment, and that out of love. Furthermore, I'd like to add that if you are not zealous against error yourself, it's because you're probably not zealous for the truth, whereas I am. Now, yesterday I took the time to highlight on my radio show the likes of many celebrities that have been elevated to modern-day Christian stardom, such as Kanye West, who was trophied on the heretical Joel Osteen's platform recently for his supposed conversion, and you thought the political scene was filled with theater. Friends, the Lord warned us of both. This novice, unacquainted or unskilled in the Word of God, Kanye West, stated that he was the greatest artist that God ever created.
Because now I told you about my arrogance and cockiness already. Now, the greatest artist that God has ever created is now working for him.
Folks, is this guy kidding me? Didn't know that it was about Kanye West anymore. Kanye was praising himself. Furthermore, does someone want to give this guy a reality check on what talent truly is?
You're such a I'm a sick I like a quick I'm a sick I like a quick I'm a sick I like a quick.
Then again, the bar has been lowered so far that we can understand why he is deceived into believing that he is what he wants to believe that he is. It tells us in 1 Timothy 3:6 through 7, "Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil." Friends, you are to prove those who call themselves Christians. Again, it tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:12, "And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you." Now, case in point, established churches up until the 1900s used to prove their members for 1 to 3 years before accepting them for their professions. Now, friends, Kanye wants to evangelize America's youth with his music. Now, that's a good initiative, but he needs to first make sure that he's first partaker of the fruit that the Lord gives in understanding in all things. And time will show whether he is genuine or not. The reason that I bring up this point is to show you that others that have claimed conversion, such as Bono from U2, Brian Head Welsh from Korn, Alice Cooper, Bob Dylan, again, so on and so forth. Friends, they go back to the vomit that they claimed that they were converted from. How does that work? It doesn't. For example, Brian Head Welsh from Korn claims his conversion, but rejoins the band and lifestyle that he claimed to be converted from. Let me tell you how that works, friends. by feeding upon the hirelings of the day and refusing to do your own due diligence in searching scriptures for yourselves. According to Brian's World, you are to yield yourself back to the spirit of the world, Antichrist, in order to influence people for the Lord? Now, friends, I can't find that in the Word. Ben Franklin said in September of 1782 that bad examples to youth are more rare in America, which must be comfortable consideration to parents. To this may be truly added that serious religion, Christianity, under its various denominations, is not only tolerated but respected and practiced. Atheism is unknown there, infidelity rare and secret, so that persons may live to a great age in that country without having their piety shocked by meeting with either atheist or an infidel. Martin Luther King Jr. was right when he said that a man of conscience can never be a consensus leader. He doesn't take a stand in order to search for consensus. He is ultimately a molder of consensus. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in the moments of comfort or in the moments of convenience, but where he stands in the moments of being challenged and in moments of controversy.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Incoming. That's all I could say. Folks, is incoming. We're not here to put you to sleep. Things aren't, you know, as they put in the propaganda outlets to the newspapers, they put a big negative headline and then they show you all the entertainment around it just to kind of infer that everything is okay when in fact it's not. So that's why we named today's show Incoming. I mean, okay, people. Let's just kick into this real quick here. If you want to go ahead and check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and or BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. If you want to call in, didn't give out the number yesterday because we were giving you a bunch of information. That number is 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Folks, we follow the Christ here, John 14:6, Acts 4:12, 1 Corinthians 11:1. It goes on and on throughout Scripture, 1 Timothy 2:5. You get the point again and again. Again, folks, there's nothing stable but heaven and the Constitution. President Buchanan said that, and he was absolutely 100% right. Just wanted to give you a real quick heads up as you're being distracted from the Epstein files, the Trump and Friends files is what it should be called, because he is all over it, as you all the well know. Interestingly enough, Trump launches digital health tech ecosystem. Now, keep in mind, the one that was going to make America great again concerning health again, MAHA, the acronym given to you by Robert Kennedy Jr., you need to understand that he was at the Epstein Island several times as well, and he is selling you out as well. As a matter of fact, he has a vision that within 4 years, everybody's going to be having a wearable on, which moves you to a digital system, which they are at breakneck speed attempting to push through on a worldwide basis. Okay, now this was all, if you pay attention, the devil's always found in the details. The fact of the matter is, if you look at what they were doing during the pandemic, that was a test run for where things are at now. They wanted to go ahead and test the people to see how much and how many would comply with them. I do want to say Dr. McCullough has been out there telling the people that 80% of the people in this country took the shot, the experimental jab. I'm here to first and foremost tell you that is the furthest thing from the truth. You might want to put a big question mark on Mr. Peter McCullough, because somehow or another he made it through all of the impediments through the process of getting his voice heard, regardless of how many hundreds of thousands of doctors worldwide, if not millions, were being censored. But again, that's all nonsense. But going back to Robert F. Kennedy, folks, remember he said he wanted to make sure you had wearables on? Yep, but that's to hook you up to the system that launches through Donald Trump. Digital health tech ecosystem to bring healthcare into the digital age with trusted partners, being facetious here, of course, like OpenAI, artificial intelligence, Amazon, Anthropic, Apple, Microsoft, AI, and Google. And of course, again, we're being facetious about how it's being put, but in fact, it is happening. I want you to hear this from the pawn in the hands of his handlers, and I'm talking about Mr. Donald Trump, concerning what in fact is going on even as we speak now. I'm going to go ahead and refresh this for you again. If you want to check it out on social media platforms, you can. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and or BeforeNewsBefore.com. If you're just joining us, check this out.
Major step to bring healthcare into the digital age. Something that is absolutely vital. You got to do it. Moving from clipboards and fax machines into a new era of convenience, profitability, and speed, and frankly, better health for people. Under the leadership of Administrator Oz, we're officially launching the CMS.
Under the Administrator Oz, who is a full-blown Zionist, for those that did not know, he is allied himself to this covenant of hell, Isaiah 28, verse 18, to that of Rothschild's Israel. Just wanted to make clear that you understood who was in charge over there. And Trump finishes this out real quick here for you.
Tech ecosystem to give healthcare providers, insurers, and software companies the tools they need to empower Americans with a 21st century experience on health. The key breakthrough we've made is getting many of the biggest names in the healthcare and technology to agree to industry-wide standards for electronic medical records, all of those great companies.
Okay, so what they're doing, folks, is they're unlawfully, as you all well know, through CIA outlets such as YouTube, such as Facebook, a lot of these big tech companies have been extracting information on people worldwide, intrusively, illegally, and what he's doing is now bringing it to the light that this is what they're doing. I also caution the American people to understand, folks, that what he is doing through the Big Beautiful Bill, what he's doing through the Genius Act, and what we're talking about here concerning the DHTE, Digital Health Tech Ecosystem. He's just teeing it up for the next administration. So when they come in and they're bad, then everybody's going to blame them rather than Donald Trump, just like they did Biden for the father of the vaccine and what he was responsible for. You heard me say something like, Bradley, you said in the hands of his handlers. I would ask you a question at this point. Are you kidding me? Because what Donald Trump says and what he does are two different stories. Here's information coming out now, years after we have been highlighting the fact that this guy, again, what he says is diametrically opposed to what he does. He gets into the place, he tells the people what he wants, he gets into office, and then he turns on the people because he's not working for the people, he is working for his handlers. We have here Assad, a world leader, as they call themselves, on USA and Trump, and this is 2017, and I want you to listen carefully as to what he has to say. This is brand new information for us over here, but it's a confirmation and an affirmation that we have been telling you for years is coming now from the inside out, telling you what we have been telling you by the Spirit of God, Romans 8:14, for the last 5 and 6 years. Check this out, folks.
The United States is about the whole political system. It's not about one person.
He said it's about the whole political system. It's not about one person.
Trump's
election has proven.
Again and again, that the president is.
That the president is only a performer.
Only a performer. He's not the decision maker.
He's not the decision maker.
He's part of different
lobbies. of the different lobbies
and the deep state,
and that what he calls the deep state, which does not exist. I'm going to come right back after this break, and I'm going to play the rest of it, friends. You don't want to listen to Bradley. You're going to listen to it when it's too late. And the fact of the matter is we're bumping up against that too late, right? 1-281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Nick Hillman. I found it very difficult to find a local church to attend that wasn't compromised or teaching false doctrine. I've been listening to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty on Sunday mornings. If you're looking to get fed by the Word of God through Holy Spirit-led church on a weekly basis, join us on Sunday mornings or listen when you can. Bradley digs deeper and gives simple, clear understanding to the Word of God. I have never met anyone like him. He's a biblical encyclopedia that walks the walk and talks the talk, a true follower of Jesus.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
BBSRadio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. This is the radio show that exposes the politically correct. The one that is warded off by those that have their heads stuck in the sand because they don't want too much information, because lest they have to respond to the truth, understanding that truth demands a response, right? But folks, you're listening to that radio show now. This is where the radio show exposes the Uniparty for what it is. It exposes the hypocrisies within the walls of the four buildings they call churches across this country, and it sets the record straight and lays responsibility to the people that have to stand up and right the wrongs, okay? Again, read 94:16 of the book of Psalms when you get a moment. I want to get right back to this, folks. I'm sitting here highlighting something that a said world leader in this country, we have representatives, just so you know, not leaders. We have representatives, folks. Jesus Christ, we have no king but King Jesus. That's the leader. That's who the leader is in this country. And Article 6, Section 2 falls under his leadership. And we're to maintain that law concerning the Torah, common law, canon law. The list goes on concerning the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the lawgiver, establishing his government on this earth as it is in heaven. So with that, going back to Assad on USA and Trump, you need to listen to what he's telling you, because he's telling you the truth of the matter. He's telling you that Donald Trump is a performer, regardless of who's in the office. They're performers. They are working with other groups, and they're establishing what it is that a world system wants to establish. And again, I'm going to go ahead and play this out. The reason I'm playing along with it is because it may be hard for some people to understand what he's saying on our affiliate. So I want to play it again so you can hear it clearly. I'll play the duration. I may stop so you can understand what he's saying here again. But again, in essence, folks, he's saying that Donald Trump is a puppet, okay, just like the rest of them.
It's about the whole political system.
The whole political system. It's not about one person.
Trump's election has proven again for us, again and again, that the president is only a performer.
The president is only a performer. He's not a decision maker.
He's part of different lobbies and the deep state.
Different lobbers,
the deep regime,
different lobbies,
as you call it, who implement and dictate.
Who implement and dictate. In other words, he is a performer. He has handlers.
And the proof to what I'm saying, that Trump, after he became president, he swallowed most of the promises. And
he's saying that, just to prove the point, when Donald Trump became the president, right, the promises that he gave, speaking of Donald Trump,
that he was,
the word that he was boasting, he
boosting
said
during his campaign.
During his campaign,
he made 180.
He said he made 180 degree turn in nearly every promise. That's right.
Turn in nearly every promise. So why?
So why?
Because the deep
state
wouldn't allow him.
He keeps calling it the deep state. Allow him to go in a certain direction, and that wasn't the one that he could take.
Go in certain direction. That's why, for me, dealing with him as a person, it could be, but can that person deliver? No.
He's saying Donald Trump can't work with him because he doesn't deliver.
I said president cannot deliver.
He's just telling the people what he wants to hear.
The whole state, the deep state only,
or what they want to hear,
can deliver. And this is the problem. This deep state doesn't accept partners around the world. They only accept puppets. They only accept followers.
They only accept puppets, proxies. Okay, so again, you're listening from the inside out as to what you have at the helm of your country. And if you can't see it by the fruit that he's bearing, then you're on your own. You truly are. I wanted to highlight something that's going on here in the United States, namely in the state of Minnesota. But again, remember, this is happening all over the United States. Europe has been what has been warning the people worldwide concerning what's going on there with the Muslim invasion. Now they're standing up and they're actually demanding that their said representatives deport them because they've suffered the abuse. Well, Americans haven't learned that lesson yet. How that is, I have no idea. Outside of the obvious here, right? Deuteronomy 4:6 is what I'm thinking about, what they failed to do. The Lord said in Proverbs 7, verse 2, he said, keep my commandments and live. And if you don't do that, this is what's going to happen. And this is what's going to happen is happening. Did you know that in the last 20 years in Minnesota alone, just to tell you what's going on in my backyard, okay? The Crossroads Mall attack, there was a Muslim that set himself up as a security guard. He took two knives and he started walking around the mall. He wasn't a security guard, by the way. He was impersonating one, and he walked around telling people to declare that Allah is God, and if they didn't, he would start stabbing him. Little did he know that there was an off-duty cop there that shot him slowly and let him bleed out, and he died in Macy's, only to send the message that you're not going to do that here in America. Okay, multiple mall attacks in the Mall of America, rampage attacks. They had flash mob attacks. Well, Muslims will just come in massive amount of numbers, and they'll begin to harass the people at the mall. We had Valley Fair gang riot, which, by the way, the mainstream media expunged all of this information. But they had helicopters drop down while over 100 Muslim teens basically broke into the Valley Fair there in Shakopee, Minnesota, terrorizing families that were enjoying themselves at the amusement park. That was all expunged. Minnesota State Fair gang attacks last year when we were there. We've been there for 16 years and we're going again, friends. We're not deterred by any of this. Last year, you could smell marijuana everywhere. Outside of that, you had armed police, military style, along with drones flying all over the park. They're creating a police state. This is the responsibility of the church and the government that are creating this, folks. That's been going on at the Minnesota State Fair for some time. Screamtown gang activity, harassment, where again they're doing flash mobs. The U of M campus assaults by Muslims, St. Cloud State campus, rape attacks in St. Cloud, Minnesota, which has the highest rape ratio in the country as well. St. Catherine's University arson attack. The Muslims are setting fire to the churches. The MCTC campus rape attacks. Here's rape again. We're seeing this all over Europe as well. We have the Minneapolis downtown street knife attacks. One lady was stabbed 14 times by a skinny, as he was called, and it was a male Muslim who did the knife attack. Minneapolis inner city lakes and parks attacks. Lake Calhoun, 80-year-old pavilion arson. Someone started it on fire, found out to be another Muslim. Minnehaha Falls Park, Target Field area attacks. That's downtown Minneapolis. Beat down in ambushes on white people by the Muslims. Carjackings being committed by the Muslims in the state of Minnesota as well. These are the victims, by the way, that the mainstream media continuously refers to. Are they the victims? Absolutely not. We also have organized gang-style theft and attacks. 13 Christian churches set on fire, burned down since the year 2012. Unrelenting gaslighting of Minnesotans and statewide tours. In other words, they're the victims again. They need our help. They get into office, and what do? They overthrow as they promised that they would do. We have planned scams of restaurants. We have a scam going on here in the state of Minnesota where Keith Ellison is being implicated along with Tim Walz, all the while knowing what was going on, even caught on audio and video. That's been going on. 46 of the 47 that have actually been charged and imprisoned were all Muslims under the dictates of those two. Also have fake vandalism claims for money and sensitivity training scams. Fake harassment claims playing the victim right on the heels of the sodomites. Sex trafficking big time. Female genital mutilation. Polygamy. Oh my goodness, folks, this is just in the state of Minnesota. Child bride marriages, serial child rape. Again, I'm not making any of this up. Immigration fraud stinks to high heaven. Ilhan Omar marries her brother to get into the United States, vice versa. Incest, incestual relationships, which is all illegal in this country. Organized crime style theft of billions of Minnesota taxpayers, DHS assets and tax, and FAFSA acronym fraud, and the list goes on and on and on. If you want to go ahead and see the network map of the Muslim Brotherhood CAIR, C-A-I-R, many of them are in prison for terror ties throughout the world, I should say, not the United States alone. Holy Land Foundation and Hamas, which, by the way, is created by modern-day Israel, for those that haven't taken the time to know the difference. Oh, and again, the list goes on. Yesterday, I brought up the fact that in England alone, here, you know what? I just happen to have a video here for you, audio for you, so you can hear for yourself as if this can really happen. Well, the UK has fallen to guess who? Listen carefully.
The mayor of London is Muslim. The mayor of Birmingham is a Muslim. The mayor of Leeds is Muslim. The mayor of Blackburn is Muslim. The mayor of Sheffield is Muslim. The mayor of Oxford is a Muslim. The mayor of Luton is a Muslim. The mayor of Oldham is a Muslim. The mayor of Rochdale is a Muslim. All of this was achieved by only 4 million Muslims out of the 66 million people.
Wow, isn't that crazy? As King Charles praises the Muslims, same thing you're hearing and seeing in America, folks. It's coming. Don't lie to yourself, folks. This is what happens when a people stand down.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
It's called sowing a thought. Sow a thought and reap an act. Sow an act and reap a habit. Sow a habit and reap a character. Sow a character and reap a destiny. Remember, friends, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6, 7, and 8. Charles Spurgeon rightly stated that no man is perfectly clean till he accepts absolute purity as the standard by which he is to be judged. Interestingly enough, we find in Acts 17:31, it states, because he has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man, Christ Jesus, whom he hath foreordained. Wherefore he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead. Benjamin Rush was right when he stated, controversy is only dreaded by the advocates of error. Don't ever forget.
Hey there, I'm Brittany Hillman. I'm proud to call Bradley Dean with Sons of Liberty a teacher, a brother, and a friend. In God's perfect timing through the Holy Spirit, Bradley is the only person that has ever taught me the truth behind the process the Lord was bringing me through while breaking me down to make me anew. Being raised in church my whole life, I have never been to a church like this before. Bradley doesn't waver from the true gospel, and he won't compromise the truth even if it means standing alone.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. BBSRadio.com.
You heard what I just played, right, during the end of the last segment? Out of 66 million people in the UK, only 4 million Muslims overtook the country. They're all mayor Muslims, every one of them. Lest you think it's not going to happen here, this is what the Lord said he would do. And he'd break the pride of your power, and it's exactly what we're seeing happening in the United States of America. Yesterday, I'd also highlighted the fact that Tim Brown on sonsoflibertymedia.com highlighted an article, which, by the way, has about 3,500 shares on it right now, but Muslim candidates and the threat to American freedom, they're already infiltrating the government. Now, put that up against September 11th and ask who's responsible for allowing it to happen. That's all you have to do, okay? I'm going to go ahead and take John, South America. John, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
Hey, I just been thinking about this the past few days when you've been talking about these issues, and something I read about and listened to a long time ago about the Kalergi plan that was created through England and the adjacent plans that they have. So the Kalergi plan is to bring these people in, but I don't think they're totally at fault, and I just wanted to know your opinion, sir.
But wait a second, John. I need more information. So when you're saying that you don't believe that they're at fault, what exactly?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
I said they're not totally to blame, because I think that this was something that was planned that was beyond their knowledge. So the Kalergi plan is something that I think you need to look at, as far as what I've seen to be just like the Balfour Declaration or something like that, you know?
Yep.
So, yes, sir, I'm sorry. I just wanted to bring that in, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Yep, I totally appreciate it. I think I got a grip on what you're saying, John. Thank you. I do want to say this. First of all, this is the hand of God, what's going on. This is the judgment of the Lord for such a time as this. We have been given warning after warning after warning for decades about what's coming, and now it's here. And the American people want to stand down and act like we're above that, and it will never happen here. Yet we can look at France, we can look at Germany, we can look at Belgium, we can look at all of these other countries where their governments are alluring them in illegally to do the very things that they're doing now. And it's exactly what's happening in America. If the American people don't want to obey the Lord and hold accountable their said representatives by impeaching them and prosecuting each and every one of them for the act of treason, which is punishable by death, then it's going to be the death of your country. It really seriously is that simple. That is the conclusion. Now, I also want to bring up the fact that Rabbi Tutu said that they were going to destroy Europe with the use of the Muslims. They were going to destroy all of their political opposition, in so many words, with the use of the Muslims. He said, quote, unquote, they're going to sweep away. They're going to use the Muslims to sweep away before Israel. Their political opposition, I add. So this is the hand of God. This is the judgment of God. I mean, if you look at Leviticus 26, 15 to 46 and Deuteronomy 28, 15 to 68, you're going to see that this is exactly what's going on. I mean, in America today, we have those that are unqualified to run for office, swearing in on the Quran, which runs antithetical to we the people, only merely to conquer, which within itself is an act of treason. And this is being done by your said governors and mayors throughout the United States, along with federal government and their help and all these unconstitutional agencies, which are all being leveled at the American people. They're being installed to do the very things that they're doing right now. I could literally, in response to your question or your point that you wanted me to expound off of, I could sit here for literally 4 hours just playing video after video after video after video of the Muslims telling you what I just told you. And what's interesting is even when we look at who's behind the use of the Muslims, which again is nothing new, it's exactly what Adolf Hitler did. He used the Muslims to kill off his political opposition. I'll get to that in a moment. But the fact of the matter is we're already hearing the Zionists are the ones that are responsible for using the Muslims to do the things that they're doing. But the only reason that they're doing what they're doing is because they see the people are not standing up against it. Here, I have on social media platforms right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, where Rabbi Toto, or whatever his last name is, he said the Jewish Messiah will only appear once in Europe and Christianity is totally destroyed. Never going to happen, by the way. Never going to happen. The seed of the righteous is forever. So I ask you, said Rabbi Toto, it's good news that Islam invades Europe. That's already taken place. It's excellent news, he said. Islam is the broom of Israel. Do you understand? They're using the Muslims to basically sweep away at the expense of somebody else to do their killing for them concerning who their political opposition is. Okay? This isn't a thing done in the corner. We're being told this kind of information all day long. And again, Americans just want to act like it's not happening. It's happening. Here, let me show you another one. Somebody just sent this to me this morning. Jews explain why they bring millions of Muslims in Africa or African immigrants into Europe. He said the ultimate goal is the forcible coordination of all countries of the world that shall be achieved by mixing the races with the goal to create a light brown race in Europe. For that reason, 1.5 million immigrants from the third world shall migrate to Europe every year. That's what the government has been doing worldwide. The result would be a population with an average IQ of about 90. In other words, they're stupid. That is so dumb to grasp anything but intelligent enough to work. The European countries would never again be competitors in the struggle for global domination, and a multitude millennia old, it says old culture would be destroyed. Irrational people who will fight against this migrant of races and put up any resistance against the global world order will be killed. Thomas PM, Prime Minister Barnett, Jew, director of the Israeli military consultancy, in his book, The Pentagon's New Map, 2004. All of what you're seeing, all of these crises, all of these things that are taking place for the most part, friends, it's not happening by chance. What's happening is men and women worldwide are allowing these devils to dictate their lives by tolerating their agenda. America's always been known not to go along, to get along. Again, that's why we're called the light of the world. And if we want to fail to obey the Lord, read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, verse 51, verse 52, go to 63 and go to 68, because it's exactly what's at play. And it again shows you that the Lord is at work here, showing himself strong in the judgments that he brings upon a disobedient people. Let me give you one more answer, and then I'm going to move on here. I want you to see this. This is going back to the Zionists again. It all goes back to the Zionists, friends. That's who's dictating what's going on here. Revelation 3:9. Okay? Men, we now control the destiny of this race. Speaking of men, with a smile on his face. He said, it is now time to make sure the white race becomes extinct and having a virtually zero birth rate. Well, here, let me add to that, if you don't mind. What's crazy about that is the American people allowed these devils, Revelation 3:9, 2:9, the list goes on, John 8:44. And I'm bringing it back to the Zionist again in modern-day Israel under Rothschilds, who said, in fact, he's responsible for creating that, just like our caller was wise enough to understand concerning the Balfour Declaration. They created it. It's man-made, okay? Just so you all know. These are the people that are behind all of this. Again, I brought it up. Who owns the television networks? The Zionists. Who owns the porn industry? The Zionists. Who owns Hollywood? The Zionists. Who's dictating our politicians? The Zionists. Just ask them, because it's not like they're hiding this. We played audio video for you. Your politicians are Judases that are selling you out for 30 pieces of silver. Luke 22:48. There's no question about it. Let me take it one more step. Look at this. Harold Rosenthal in 1976 said, conservative monthly Western Front interview with editor Walter White Jr., again in 1976, he said, most Jews, and I'm not talking about the Jews of the Lord, make distinction because there's a distinction there as well. I'm talking about those that call themselves Jews but are not Jews. That's exactly what Jesus said. They're of the synagogue of Satan. That's what's in Revelation 3:9. He said, most of us do not like to admit it, but our God is Lucifer, and we are his chosen people. How do you put that up against 345 million people? That's why the people are being laughed at worldwide. And all of you bad guys working for all of these unconstitutional agencies saying you're just doing your job, I want you to understand that when they're done using you, you're next. Just so you all understand how this is all played out. Hey, folks, some of these guys, they got one foot in hell and one foot on a banana peel, and they keep going headlong into the direction that they want to take the rest of us, and I'm not going with them by the grace of God. Let me seal this point that I'm making, and again, thank you for that educated question and answer and information that you brought to the table, my friend. The church is the new Israel. Martin Lloyd-Jones. The church is the spiritual Israel, the true seed of Abraham. Yep, they're going to do the things of Abraham, just like the Lord said to the Pharisees. And she consists of Jews of the Lord that will be engrafted back in. And there's also Messianic Jews that are Christian Jewish people and Gentiles. Oh, and let me just add it for the record in case someone likes tries to misconstrue what I'm saying. And yes, my Lord Jesus Christ is a Jew. So don't accuse me of something that I'm not saying here, okay? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. George Washington said during his farewell address, September 19, 1796, of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness, these firmest props of the duties of men and citizens. Whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds of peculiar structure, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of Christian principles.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today. BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. My goodness gracious. I'm sorry, the only goodness that I have has been imputed unto me through that alien righteousness given unto me by Christ. That's what I stand and fall upon. That's the very door that the church hinges on concerning the church, the righteousness of Christ. If you didn't hear all that, friends, I'm apologizing for saying my goodness, because I don't have any goodness outside of Christ. It's just, I guess, one of those tongue-in-cheek sayings that we use so often, and I'm saying that for the very reason, folks, that it's amazing what it is that's happening to our country. It's amazing the crimes being exposed by the said administration after administration after administration after administration. Forgive me, administration. And yet, no justice. No justice whatsoever. They just keep pushing the door forward, don't they? Here, I wanted to go ahead and play something for you. I want to show you how far this has gone. And again, if this incites you to good works, then praise God. That's how the Lord's glorified, Matthew 5:16. And this is almost incomprehensible, what I'm going to play for you next. This is the said representatives that are running for office. When I say it's a lucrative business, folks, you need to understand the rats that are coming out of the corner, because they're coming out of the corner. Are you ready for this? This is a woman that had the audacity in the face of all of her crimes to run for office. This is what's in office today in many ways. Okay, check this out.
Your 150 parking and traffic tickets, your failures to appear in court, six driver's license suspensions, largely before you were elected to city council. Then there was an incident last month where you scraped another vehicle while parking and walked away without leaving a note. Our reporting also shows you were ticketed as a sitting city commissioner for an expired vehicle registration, which a year later, according to records, still had not been updated. Given that history, what can you say to reassure voters who may have questions about whether they should trust you with an $8+ billion budget and whether you will be a champion for law and order?
I mean, folks, if you will be a champion for law and order, he just highlighted the crimes of that one said representative. What it shows us is the bad guys are willing to fight to get into office. Of course, they're there to serve themselves. They're there to serve special interest groups. Hey, folks, they're already hellbound. They don't care about anybody. They don't even care about themselves. If they don't care about themselves, they're surely not going to care about me and you. They're not going to keep their oath because they're liars. They're thieves. They're murderers, just like their father, John 10:10. Is this incredible? This is almost like something that you would make up during a movie in a comedy or some such script they would have laid out as being completely satire, because it's so unbelievable to believe any of this information that this said reporter's giving during this debate. But it's all true. But it's all true. Why is this happening? Here, let me say this. If you go over to Ezekiel 33 and you go ahead and read what it says, verse 30, it says, "Also, thou son of man, the children of my people, thy people, the Lord, still are talking against thee by thy walls and the doors of the houses, and speak one to another, every one to his brother, saying, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from the Lord." Listen to their response. Verse 31. "And they come unto thee as the people cometh," said Ezekiel, "and they sit before thee as my people, saith the Lord, and they hear my words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness." Does that sound like an American? Oh, absolutely, 100%. Do I love Americans? Absolutely, 100%. I just read the book of 1 John again for probably the 150th time yesterday, literally, in the Amplified version. Did you know that it's hate not to correct? Did you know that it's hate not to instruct? Did you know that it was hate to not reprove your brothers or to admonish them or to exhort them, which means to laudable deeds, praiseworthy deeds? Is this incredible? Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. It really is. Because what I read and what I see, especially within the body of Christ, are always two different stories. And you can't make that up. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I wanted to show you some things here, speaking of the church, because it all goes back to the front door of the church, again, as to what's going on here worldwide and in our world as well, first and foremost. Do you guys remember this? The Christian Post, which I believe is a propaganda outlet. Remember this Michael Tate? You know, the Grahams always use the Newsboys. Isn't it interesting how these guys have been maintaining their position for a long time, knowing that the lead singer from Newsboys is actually being now accused, including former Evanescence manager accusing Michael Tate of sexual assault. That means more people are coming forward, not only cocaine use, not only physical abuse, but also preying on young men concerning his fans, as he would call them. Now more people are coming forward and saying, hey, look what this guy's responsible for. Of course, it's one of those things that I revert back to, and I don't understand what it is that you don't understand. Hey, folks, the only people that get through the gatekeepers are those that are a part of the game that's being played with our freedoms. And this is a prime example of it. And when I talk about the Grands, both Franklin, he's worse than his daddy is, but they're both stand-ins, friends. They're controlled operatives is what they are. You need to read 1 Kings 13:33 and do yourself a favor and understand that they are not, I'll say it again, they are not the standard. Jesus Christ is the standard. And, oh, I can just hear somebody say, where's the love? Here, when you talk about the love of God, you always have to start with holiness, because if not, then it drops down to the basement of carnality, where it makes men's version of love the standard rather than the risen Christ's love is the standard. So let's put it into perspective scripturally, okay? Again, just wanted to make clear that we're all on the same page. How is it that these guys, again, just laying to your candor, how is it that these guys like Michael Tate from the Newsboys have been given such a long pass to go ahead and commit their crimes that they have been committing against people on a worldwide basis with the full approval of the Grams? And what they call the Christian scene, how is it that nobody knew any of the things that everybody else knew on the outside? Are you going to tell me those that on the inside didn't see what Michael Tate was responsible for? Again, I want you to listen to what I just said. Isn't it interesting? Those on the outside could tell you exactly the crimes that Michael Tate was committing against them, but somehow or another, those that were in the circle with Michael Tate, they didn't see anything. No. See no evil, hear no evil. And this is your version, and this is the version of Christianity that they have put up in this country as some standard to go by. And I'm again here to tell you that they are not the standard in any sense of the word. I was going to spend some time highlighting today, and I'll get to it tomorrow. I'll make a full show out of it. But the likes of none other than Alice Cooper doing tribute to Ozzy Osbourne. Brian Head Welsh. I was going to bring you over to Michael Sweet. I've had him on the show, which was used powerfully by God for my life. No doubt about it. Ezekiel 37 is doing a tribute to Ozzy Osbourne. Carrie Underwood, you know, the one that sells herself as a Christian, doing a tribute to Ozzy Osbourne, the one that calls himself the Prince of Darkness. What's wrong with the church? Well, look what they put up with. Look who they let represent themselves, folks. It's embarrassing. It honestly, truly is. Again, I showed you this the other day on social media platforms. It's the cover of Rolling Stone where it says, thank the Dark Lord. Ozzy Osbourne credits devil worship for warding off COVID-19. He said, being a devil worshiper does have its good points, the 72-year-old rocker equipped. Well, that's interesting because that's probably what took him out, because he was also promoting the shot at the same time. But why is it that the American people have taken all these said self-proclaimed Christians that are doing tribute to Ozzy Osbourne, who calls himself the Prince of Darkness, why would they be doing a tribute to him? Does it show you that they don't know Scripture? Absolutely. That's exactly what it means. We got Mark calling in from Denver, Colorado. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Yes, Bradley, I was just looking at the Bible two days ago, and I came across Psalm 10.
Okay.
And it says about, you know, God hiding his face while all this is going on and while the wicked is persecuting the poor. If you replace the word wicked with Netanyahu, it would read like it's something out of a newspaper right now.
Yep. And it's what the American church deserves. Yes. Go ahead.
I like what you said about the Muslims being not all Muslims, but radical faction that they created with Bush, Cheney, and
that's
probably
right.
Netanyahu, who was 33 years old when the barracks in Beirut got blown up. with the aid of an Israeli operative. Now, where was Netanyahu? He's prime minister. He knows who did it.
Yeah.
Why is his life still in danger?
Yep, that's right. Well, yesterday we listened to a video, if you remember right, Mark, that it was Owen Schroyer on a different outlet who was talking about all of the prime ministers of Israel, that it wasn't their real names and nor were they Jewish. And then he also brought up their real names and actually their native countries as to where they came from. So you're exactly right. And it's also interesting to note that prime ministers that were in Israel, modern day Israel, that have been assassinated, in one in particular, I don't have his name off the top of my head, but when he was assassinated, the people of modern day Israel rose up and said, Bibi's responsible for this. So he is a mass murderer. He's also being tried right now for war crimes, starvation, and mass murder by his own people. He was impeached, and he's standing trial right now, but yet he's over in America with a smile on his face all day long giving dictates to the likes of a Donald Trump. So I'm completely with you, 100%, guy, 100%. Go ahead.
Reagan didn't have a running mate. Bush was appointed to Reagan. That's the first time.
I didn't know.
A president could run without a running mate.
Yep.
And then Bush pulled in Cheney, and then I don't know who the Israeli operative was, but that's when they knew where to park the bomb truck and drive out and took ammo out of the guards' rifles on duty. Come on.
Yep, right.
You
got me thinking about Ronald Reagan. And I just want you to hang on one second, because if you remember right, the assassination attempt on Ronald Reagan was none other, and I'm pulling this up right now, forgive me, is John Hinckley Jr., who, by the way, was very well connected with the Bushes. While he was the VP, we also know that Ronald Reagan couldn't stand George Bush. And out of nowhere, here comes this threat to his life. And what's ironic about what I'm saying here, and I'm being a little facetious, but I'm saying that for the purpose of people understanding the severity of what's going on here. John Hinckley Jr. was released from prison after trying to kill a president of the United States of America. He was released, I believe, about 10 years ago back onto the streets of America.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. Not only that, but Prescott Hinckley Bush was the banker for Hitler.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. Yep. You know what? I'm so pleased, Mark, when I hear people actually talk about the truth of the matter and they dig in a little bit deeper than just going on this surface conversation. So I really appreciate the fact that you're paying attention to what's going on and you're bringing some meat to the people, because it's very well needed here. And again, I totally appreciate you, and thank you for the call. I'm over my time just a little bit again, and we got someone trying to call in now. I've seen him call in like two or three times, and I don't know if anybody's answering that phone call, but if you want to call in, I'll pull you up really quick. What our friend Mark just said from Denver, Colorado, friends, is exactly true. It's exactly right. And if you do your due diligence concerning what's going on, maybe I'll highlight just a little bit about that tomorrow concerning how you're being lied to concerning these prime ministers that are being sold to you from Israel that you're supposed to defend. I did yesterday, and I'll bring up another perspective saying the exact same thing, that those that they're selling to you as prime ministers from Israel are not from Israel, and the names that they're giving them are not their names. They're AKAs, they're aliases, folks, okay? Again, pay attention. If they're lying to you concerning where they're from and what their names are, what else aren't they going to lie to you about? You got to think about what's going on here. Wanted to let you know something, too, really quick, friends. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, I want you to know that we have Content 2020, Content 2024, Truth in News. We won that national award, Best Justice, Sanctity of Life, Protecting the Babies, Best News and Journalism mini documentaries. We have a documentary page right on that outlet. It's right here. And there's about, I'm guessing, okay, about 100 to 200 videos on there that are applicable. They're timeless. And they basically bring pertinent information and resolve to the issues in which we're facing today. Again, I just want to make sure you understand that. We also have contributors from across the country on this website, this award-winning website, folks, while the media censors us, we're winning these awards trying to bring this information to you to keep the lights on and doing our job and being the light and reproving the darkness, Ephesians 5:11, and the list goes on. So the information that you're claiming you want, rest assured, we're bringing it to you from those that are in the culture war, those that are in ministry doing their job, regardless if it's a preacher, regardless if it's a constitutional attorney, former military, whatever the case is, we have contributors from all across the country that are keeping the lights on, friends, and keeping you awake to the real issues in which we face in this country alone. Yesterday, I did an article on when the FBI is used against American mothers. We got about 2,800 views, or should I say shares on that one alone. So we got a lot of people coming over to the site right now, and we would just ask that you'd pour it on and that you would share it with the people abroad and make this your home, because as the sons of Issachar knew the times, so are we staying in the know by the Spirit of God. Amen. For without him, we can do nothing. We love you by what we do. Also, check out the store. Also, consider become son or daughter of liberty, because without you, we cannot stay out there. You know that we don't have any we have no sponsors, and again, we depend upon people to keep us out there. So, again, we love you by what we do, and we'll talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18. See you.